You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, CITR.ca on the internet. I can't hear myself talk. What's going on? Hang on a second. What the? Anyways, hopefully you can hear me because I can't hear myself. But very exciting. This is the first live performance that has happened on the show. Hasn't happened in 2.5 years almost, but we're ready. We are here live from Thunderbird Radio Hell presents live in studio right now. We have the Golden Age of Wrestling. Bye.
Golden Age of Wrestling.
And I'm singing live on CITR 101.9 FM on Thunderbird Radio Hell. There appears to be a fencing tournament happening right outside the door. And I gotta say, I have a soft spot for fencing, but nothing comes close to wrestling. Here's another song. Next song is called I Know What You Did Next Summer.
Thank you.
Single of the year. It's called Instant Coffin. Oh, all the reverb is left.
Thank you.
I have one song left. This song, up until now, has been top secret. It is a collaboration between myself and local legend Future Star. Sadly, Selena cannot be here to sing the duet with me. This song is called Labradorite.
Thank you.
I'm fired up right now. Stay tuned for the interview.
The Golden Age of Wrestling, live on CITR. If you're just tuning in, thanks so much for tuning in. Do not go anywhere. I'll be talking with the Golden Age Wrestling very shortly. Yeah, first show back in two and almost half years, live from Thunderbird Radio Hall on CITR 101.9 FM. Let's take a little break. We'll listen to some Future Star while we get ready for the interview.
When I wake up, I see you. I get to be within your view. I don't always dream of what I want to see or want to be. Sometimes it's hard to fall asleep when all I want is right here. It's like how a dream is supposed to be. Like how you and me so delicately are holding each other in the center of each other's palms. Two cradles in a sea of calm. The weather changes, we can take it on. I know how I feel. I know how I feel. I know. I see you and me. 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 Can you imagine how it would be if I hadn't met you and you hadn't met me? I would create the universe if I went back in time. The only reason being so that me and you could find each other. I know how I feel. I know how I feel. I know. I see you and me. 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 I would create the universe if I went back in time. The only reason being so that you and I could find each other. Every message that I send to you, picture it in an envelope, sealed with a kiss, 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 sealed with a kiss. Sealed with a kiss. Sealed with a kiss. Every time I even say your name, think of it written in cursive and Are you up? I have been practicing calligraphy, not enough. Can you read the words I'm writing? Every message that I send to you, picture it in an envelope, sealed with a kiss. Sealed with a kiss, sealed with a kiss, sealed with a kiss. Sealed with a kiss, sealed with a kiss, sealed with a kiss. Sealed with a kiss, sealed with a kiss, sealed with a kiss. Writing you, sealed with a kiss, sealed with a kiss, sealed with a kiss. Writing you, sealed with a kiss, sealed with a kiss, sealed with a kiss, sealed with a kiss, sealed with a kiss.
You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, live on Thunderbird Radio Health. You just heard a couple tunes from Future Star. Let me pause it right here. Future Star from the record, All These Songs Are About You and None of These Are About Me. And the last one was SWAK, Seal with a Kiss. All right, thanks so much for tuning in to CITR, live on Thunderbird Radio Health. It's a very special night. Because after 2 years and 3 months or something, we're back tonight with a live performance, the first live performance of the year, the first live performance since 2020. And you just heard, if you were with us at 9 o'clock, the Golden Age of Wrestling. Fantastic set, awesome sound. And now in studio, I'm joined by the Golden Age of Wrestling, Jeff, and also Jay Arner back with engineering sound support.
I'm the sound tech.
Yeah.
And I'm here in the interview for some reason.
He's providing commentary maybe on my
world's most intrusive sound tech.
Lack of Well, so it's good because I haven't done this in a while, and this has been like 2.5 years, so I feel like
welcome back.
Yeah, thanks. Welcome, but thanks so much for coming on the show.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, it sounded awesome. Thanks for bringing in the lights. And
that's part of my setup these days. Yeah.
So let's talk a bit about, well, how have you been in the last 2 years of this pandemic, or while it's still happening?
Life has been not very good, but I feel like I might be upswinging a little bit right now.
Are you able to do music, and is that help? Like, so some people are. Seems to be, well, different camps. It's like some people were able to write songs and were being more creative. And actually, but a lot of people I talk to, it's like, nope, I'm just like not doing any music things.
Yeah. I probably should have been taking care of other aspects of my life and mental health, but I was focusing on writing music and I managed to power through and write quite a bit of it during the pandemic. I feel like the Golden Age of Wrestling has been a little bit cursed because I put out Tombstone Pile Driver, which was my first album for this project, like 1 month into COVID, not knowing that COVID would happen, of course.
Yeah.
And then, put out Crossface Chicken Wing, the sophomore album, early this year in February during Omicron. Yeah, so it's like, it's been a little bit of a slow start for this project, but I've been writing a ton. I have lots of new material for Devours right now as well. And I guess I've managed to stay prolific, but it kind of feels like a lot of other aspects of my life are like
How does the Golden Age of Wrestling came about? In terms of just in general or versus your other project, Devours?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Devours started to feel too much like a business. I was running a business because everything is DIY and I am proud of that and I'm happy to keep it that way. But yeah, after a while, it just becomes about like booking shows and organizing shows and networking and then handling social media and then dealing with merch and much of it. I felt like about 6% of everything that I did was actually musical.
Real okay.
Like music related. And so I think that like when I was growing up in my teens and stuff, I would come home from high school and go into my bedroom and make a song on the synth that I still use for both projects, the one synth I've had my whole life. And yeah, I would just make a song every day. And that was my high school experience. And I think that I wanted to get back to that level of proficient, prolificness.
Jay?
Not proficiency.
Prolifination.
Yeah, thank you, Jay. So I just wanted to be a musician, like actually make music a lot. And I think the Golden Age of Wrestling gave me that opportunity to just have no expectations or anything, to just start something new, sort of like a producer project
on the
side, and just make stuff that I felt like.
Yeah, like as opposed to pulling it back with Devourers maybe, or?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm happy enough where things are at with Devourers, but there's also a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
You know, like when you get a little bit of an audience, I think that it has, you know, I don't want to say it's become stressful because I'm still enjoying it, but with the Golden Age of Wrestling, like, yeah, these past few years, almost no one has known of the project. I haven't been able to perform it live, really. And so it's fun because there are no expectations.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It just feels like I'm a teenager again with no audience, just sitting in my room making songs every day.
Did you get to perform? Well, you before
COVID? I did, actually.
Yeah.
One show at a place called What Lab. Right. W-H-A-T Lab. I think it's... I don't remember. Like,
What Lab?
Hastings and Commercial or something like that. Amazing venue. I'm pretty sure they might be opening back up now.
I haven't been to it.
Yeah, huge, nice space with tall ceilings. I had projections of videos and everything. It was a really, really neat show. And then, of course, COVID happened a month later.
Right.
I had a little opportunity to do it, but there's still, you know, even... Now, like I played Music Waste last month. I went on tour with Future Star in May on Vancouver Island. And so those experiences were awesome, but I'm still getting the hang of like workshopping stuff live. And I'm using these new lamps live and just being like, how can I make this cool?
Did you think that during the 2 years of COVID that changed like your life? If COVID didn't happen, do you think you would have, Your live show would have been different? How do you think it would be more?
That's a good question.
Or were you just at home thinking more about it versus being out there and maybe changing it organically kind of thing?
Yeah. So I had done a lot of brainstorming before ever putting out Tombstone Piledriver and putting that first show on. And I intended it to be kind of like a multimedia project. And so I made a whole bunch of videos. And again, with that first show, it was kind of like the vision that I had from the beginning, you know, of like... wearing the veil and having these huge projections behind me with videos and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Vancouver is tough. Not every venue can like offer that, or like a great space or a projector and things like that. Yeah. So I'm at a point where I'll kind of take what I can get.
No, for sure. And why the name Golden Age Wrestling? You love the gold. What is the, is it the
I
80s?
Love.
Or am I wrong?
I mean, yeah, it's anyone.
Depends who you talk to.
Depends who you talk to. I think that my golden age was like 1997.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the height of the WWF at the time versus the WCW. Yeah, those wars. I was more in the WCW camp, which I know is like a little bit less cool because the Attitude Era was happening for WWF and it was definitely like all the rage at the time. But
a bit after, like, so that's like Hollywood Hogan.
Hollywood, yeah, Hogan. Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
It is. Okay. Yeah. I did, when I was younger, I do watch like WWF, like when we were just kids, like Saturday night or Friday night. I don't know. Something was like something on, but I think past that period, I think I got up to the Undertaker or something. And then, and then I think I realized that wrestling might not be,
choose your words carefully.
Yeah. Ben, what?
I mean, I found out that I couldn't bet on wrestling matches in Vegas. So I don't know. I realized, you know, then what's the point?
Yeah.
If I can't gamble on it, what's the point? Although maybe you can. Who knows?
Jay, did you watch wrestling growing up?
Yeah, a little bit for sure. I have an older brother, so that's a factor.
Okay. Did you have any wrestlers that you gravitated towards? Or
I guess, what was like the time that I watched it? It would have been like Ultimate Warrior era and like Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Yes.
I guess he's like, is he the president of WWE now or something?
Yep.
He's really like
married
moved
to
up,
Stephanie
huh?
McMahon.
Oh.
Gosh. I haven't Power followed moves. It in a really long time. Yeah.
Okay.
Undertaker, people like that. Yeah. I guess that was my era as well. So that was my personal golden age of wrestling.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I did like Ultimate Warrior, but he didn't end up being a... There was some, I think I read something about... Did he just pass away recently?
The Undertaker?
No, the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, I think maybe, actually.
Yeah, and then I think on the later years, he sort of has mental issues or something like that.
It's got to be hard on the body and the mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, wrestling is such a fascinating business. Yeah. Like, so not just like the theatrics and the hot guys and everything, which I've always loved, but also just the company of WWE and just the fact that they're always on tour. It's a lot like being a musician.
Yeah.
You know, you're out there performing and it's just interesting how you can get a whole bunch of like beefed up sort of like alpha males together who are actual athletes. Like a lot of them are amazing athletes. And for the like results to be predetermined.
Yeah.
The fact that it's not like a real match or whatever is so fascinating. Like how can these huge egos stand each other in the like
it's
changing
wild.
Rooms? It's such an interesting business when you think about
for
it.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is a question I have to, I mean, I don't know. Has anyone, is there history? Like there must be someone who didn't follow script and I wonder, like, you know, you're supposed to lose, you're supposed to take a fall, and then they decided, no, I'm the, you know, the Jake the Snake, and I'm not going to take a dive this game or something. I don't know.
I wonder. For sure. I'm sure that has happened. Yeah.
Do you follow any of the local ones, or seems to be pretty big?
A friend of mine, okay, so I grew up in Nanaimo, and a friend of mine from high school was the king of the Yukon.
Oh, yeah.
And wrestled, I think, for ECCW?
King, right? Like from, what was this band? Am I thinking of the same person? Maybe not. Never mind.
Maybe. He was like the champion of this like local organization. Know, he was amazing. He's retired now and works on a boat. But so yeah, I've seen like a few of the, seen a few of his shows. What is another one? Bollywood Brothers?
Okay.
Or something. I've seen them live. They're a pair of brothers from, I think, Burnaby. And now they're in the WWE.
I'm from Burnaby.
Oh.
I have a brother. Yes, Jay! Okay.
What I'm saying is it's me.
Good.
Yeah. And have either of you thought about becoming, like, what would...
all the time.
What would your moniker be? Have you thought of... I have not thought of this, but...
I would just go straight up Jay Arner. Honesty first. I'd be the honest wrestler.
Yeah.
I'd be like, ow, stop it.
Would you at least just be Jay with like just the letter J?
Oh, yeah. Well, it could be short for James.
Yeah.
Which that's my real name. So, you know, honesty again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, part of it, like it's exciting and fun coming up with a persona, but equally fun trying to come up with an outfit. Jay, do you think that you would just go for like the straight up black Speedo? Or do you think you'd have like a head to toe sort of like superhero style costume?
I would be very self conscious with just a Speedo. I mean, you know my like awkward energy for the listener at home. I have a very awkward energy. So, I don't know. Just like you can't just wear jeans. Like that's no good.
No, I could see you dressing up like a character, maybe like a sailor or something.
I guess I could. I mean, I'm picturing it.
Or like a magician.
Yeah.
A sailor or a magician? Or like a nautical magician?
And just dress like a sound tech? I don't know.
It would be weird and awkward no matter what I do.
Just a shirt that says crew or something.
Oh, that would be good. That would be a good kind of like angle. Like you're one of the tech people, you're in the crew, and then you're like, I'm busting into the ring.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Halfway through the set, like halfway through the fight, you can like turn off the comment. Like when you're losing, you turn off the commentator sound. Sound.
Yeah, I guess I'd be the sound tech.
Or you're like, okay, we're on to something. I haven't seen that angle before.
Yeah, like, the producer.
And you take a mic and you smack, you know, like you just use a boom.
Oh, yeah, like get a big SM58 and just like hit the nail guy. Someone with it.
Yeah.
That's fun. Oh my God, I love this.
I'm going to give someone a concussion.
Well, I mean, they do like chairs and over the back, and they don't look like fake chairs. They look like
real chairs.
Yeah.
I think that they're not allowed to hit people over the head anymore.
Okay.
Oh good.
They were allowed. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Like in the 90s, it was crazy. Right. Like so many headshots and stuff. And then they, got too many concussions. And then Chris Benoit happened. Do you remember Chris Benoit?
No.
Oh, God. Okay. Legendary wrestler from Edmonton. So one of the best Canadian wrestlers of all time. Very well respected, had like a 20-year run, or maybe not that many, but like in WCW and then WWE. And had lots of shots to the head. I guess was also troubled in his life and murdered his son and wife.
Oh.
Yeah, it was in 2007, maybe. It was all over the news. And
right.
Yeah, that was upsetting. Because he was Canadian and he was very well known and
right
for being a good wrestler.
Yeah, so. The only Canadian, it's like Bret Hart, I guess, is from Calgary or something, right?
Yeah. So Chris Benoit wrestled him a lot and they knew each other, I think, growing up. So.
Right. Well, because I assume that during the thing, they probably were asked to, like, don't hit so hard or pretend. But I guess in the heat of the moment, or if you don't like a certain guy, if that, you know, maybe one guy rubbed you the wrong way at lunch today, just whack it a bit harder.
Maybe my thing will be that I'm really weak and I hit everyone softly.
Yeah. Wow. Cool. I love that we're talking about, like, chair shot headshots on Thunderbird Radio. Hell, we're back, you guys.
And the record, I was just thinking, like, a cross-faced chicken wing isn't like a wrestling move or anything, is it?
It sure is.
Oh, it is.
It can't
be. Oh, I should have. Yeah.
Tombstone Pile Driver
is
the name of my first album,
and
that was the Undertaker's finishing move. Cross-faced chicken wing is a submission move by an old wrestler from the 80s named Bob Backlund.
Oh.
So it is a move. Yep.
Oh, okay. And you picked that it's a move you like, or just...
It's an awesome move. Yep, that's it. So yeah, I have a running theme where I name my albums after a wrestling move, and then none of the song titles have anything to do with wrestling.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Yeah.
One thing I did want to talk about is briefly, there's put a bunch of videos for
I did,
the songs.
Yeah.
And they look, like, amazing.
Thanks. They do. I cannot. Well, I guess I can sort of take credit for it.
Yeah. So, I was going to...
Because
like
I stitched them together. Yeah.
How were they done? Like, just like, the colors were great. Like, it's just a very, like, thematic.
Thanks.
Thematic,
yeah. Again, thematic. I was like, being vague about it when I put them out. Because, again, other people were like, oh, my God, how did you, like, get grants to do this? And I'm like, oh, it's found footage.
Oh,
kind of, I have some ways. It's all legal. I didn't have to like steal anything, copyright or anything like that. But yeah, I've scoured the web for a really long time found some good quality
that's
stuff.
Interesting.
And then stitched a bunch of things and rearranged them to try to make some sort of
super
story out of them.
Yeah.
And some of them worked a little better than others due to like limited, footage that I could find, but. One of them, I feel, it turned out amazingly. I can't even believe how well it turned out. It's called Outlaw Run.
Yeah.
That's one that I put out last October, and I feel like that there's actually like a through line through it. It's like it's truly just a bunch of random stuff stitched together, but it kind of feels like there's a storyline.
Well,
to
a
it.
Lot
so,
of them,
yeah.
A lot of them seems to be at least, you know, had like a theme and like a small story a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I think that what I was trying to tie together was just maybe a feeling of isolation, kind of like everyone suffering through COVID. I didn't want it to be exactly about COVID, but just the idea of like loneliness, and that's kind of, I don't know what I was going through.
Right.
Like COVID was horrible. Yeah. It was like the worst time of my life. I was living alone and just kind of like lost my mind and was dealing with a lot of depression and stuff. And so I think that I wanted to make videos, I suppose, that would remind other people that, like, if they're suffering, they're not alone. Mm-hmm. So some of the videos are just showing, like, glimpses of different people's private lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's like, a couple who are trying to be in, an open relationship. That one's called Almanac, that video. And
it's when they're just, like, on the phone the whole time.
Exactly,
Yeah,
and it just shows them sort of, like, bored and isolated. And then Outlaw Run is sort of about, like, grief, I guess, like, trying to process grief alone.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think, sorry if I'm rambling about this, but I just feel like leading up to COVID, I was processing a lot of disappointment about Devours, a lot of disappointment about like what I thought my music career would be hopefully in my 30s. And I was starting to feel like I was plateauing and that I needed like a really big positive breakthrough or a change in my life. And then COVID happened and the opposite happened. I just like went into isolation, couldn't take a vacation. I couldn't make many changes. And so I think that that's sort of what Outlaw Run was about, maybe, is sort of like people stuck and like grieving alone and Right. Anyways.
Well, Devourer was supposed to play South by Southwest, right? Is that when, is it just because of COVID? That was like the whole,
I was going to, and I don't have feelings of like, oh, that would have blown up as a South by Southwest, but like, it was still a rare opportunity to get to play that for once in my life. And yeah, it got, it fell apart like 5 days before I was going to fly down there. So yeah, that was brutal timing. Yeah.
But Devourer, well, I mean, going back and forth, I mean, just different projects, but there's a Devourer's show happening.
Yeah. So Devourer's is still happening, and I'm still writing music. I have a bunch of new stuff on in the works for that. So yeah, I'm trying to balance both and just like stay enthusiastic about performing. But yeah, with Devourer's, I'm performing in a chapel.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Downtown. I'm revisiting my second album for that project called Iconoclast. The album was about my sort of like falling out with religion when I was younger. I grew up in a pretty religious family.
And you're playing it at a church.
Exactly. Yeah. So I cleared it with them and made sure that it wasn't just like super brutal and inappropriate. And they were like, yeah, it's fine. It's for pride. And so, so that is going to be Friday, July 29th, I believe. And so... yeah, that'll be fun. And then for Golden Age of Wrestling, there are some interesting things going on in the like behind the scenes right now. Some things that are secret. But like several potentially big things are going on with this project right now, which is exciting. I just need to convince people to care about this project, because I do get a sense that people are like, okay, Jeff, just like bring Devourer's back. Like that we don't want to pay attention to two things.
Any hints of secret?
Yeah. So one exciting thing is that I will be performing at the Lido for a high profile Vancouver artist.
Oh,
whoa.
In August.
Vague. I love it.
So yeah, things are in the works. Okay. Things are in the works for both projects right now. Jay, what's in the works for Energy Slime?
Well, I'm in a band called Energy Slime. I'm the soundtrack for Radio Hell, but I'm also, I guess this interview is on me now. Is that what's happening?
Yeah. Well, do you want to just give the listeners?
You entered a room, so unfortunately.
I'm in a band called Energy Slime, and we're almost done our album. We've been working on it for 2.5 years. We started recording it in February 2020. Thought we were going to put it out that year. That didn't happen. So instead, we've been overdubbing for 2 years. But we're almost done. Just going to do the last little bit of singing, you know, the third harmony on top of the the first two vocals. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be done. And then we'll probably sit on it a little bit more and then release it in 2023. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That stuff is, you know, I don't have to think about that yet because it's, I guess, pointless to think about things like that until you're done the record, you know. So we're almost done, and then we'll go from there, and I'm really happy with it. I think it sounds great, and it's the best songs I've ever written.
Awesome. Wow.
If I do say so myself. It's kind of more in line with like J2, if anyone knows that, like, does it
Crystal Ball?
Oh.
Do any of the new songs match? It's
got continuity with that album versus like, because I made like a sort of goof off instrumental album after that J3.
Okay.
And we've done some other stuff. But it is, it's more in line with like the pop songs that I make instead of the weird stuff.
Well, looking forward to the band playing live on Thunderbird Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait. So for those listening, you've probably heard of Jay Arner and Energy Slime. But if you haven't, Jay has a long legacy in Vancouver, has released stuff with Mint Records. Definitely check that band out.
Check me out.
Jay out.
Yeah.
Local legend.
Thanks. Yeah. That was my segment. We can go back to talking about the band that is performing tonight, though.
Ben, tell us about you.
Well, I've been practicing. No, I have not. One of my friend, October Man, Mark Morissette.
Oh yeah.
He left his guitar in my house, and literally it was like I was working from home for like 2 years. I tried to learn to play guitar, but
man, oh wow,
no, but it's not happening.
Okay. Yeah, it's always fun.
Yeah.
Chatting with people, even like Duncan.
Yeah.
It's from too Duncan much Donuts yeah. and stuff. Like people who have been in the scene or the community for yeah. many, many years, but who haven't played in bands.
Yeah.
And it's fun asking them, like, what was the dream?
Yeah.
Like 20 years ago, like, did you actually want to play in bands?
Well, or? Like when I was a kid, I took piano lessons. I hated it. So I don't like practicing. I don't like studying. I don't even. So I think.
I'm with you.
Yeah. So with the, I don't know. Like it was, yeah. It was just like, it still requires a certain amount of effort. So like, it's interesting for a bit. I kind of like the idea that I've know how it works, but just the actual practicing and make sure my finger can do certain things. It's tricky. And now that I'm like sort of back to work, it's like, yeah, I don't know.
I think you can contribute to the music scene without being in a band. Yeah. Like being in a band is almost the lowest form of contributing to the music scene.
Ouch.
No, just kidding.
That's a hot take. Yeah. I was curious because like you have a radio show and it requires you to sort of like be like flip the on switch and to perform in a way.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're a natural born performer?
I don't know about that. I'm actually more introverted than people think probably. Mm. But when I was a kid, though, I did like very young. I did have a cassette deck and stuff, and I did record my own like radio show stuff.
Okay.
I did like the weather report and fake news and traffic and stuff. So like
So which
I
is probably why I'm interviewing you right now.
Yeah. So I did do that. So yeah, it's not out of the question. So yeah, that part works a lot more. And I've always liked my favorite like TV shows are late night television. So I kind of like this show. It's kind of like a variety show a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like people coming on for interview and then like a band playing. So
that's so cool to think.
It's kind of like that. So it's like the radio version of like a late night television show. So I think that sort of works.
That's really cool. I hadn't thought of that before. Yeah.
So, but now it's basically this is a podcast. Like you know, it's like everything else. So yeah.
Mm.
So. Yeah, but, you know, everyone got to just do what you want to do and like doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have to build up some calluses on my fingers or something to play guitar. But
Guitar is the worst instrument.
Guitar is hard. Yeah, I can play some slide guitar, but I've never been able to pick up, like, the proper fingering. Yeah,
it's a lot of work.
Yep.
Just what I thought. It's like, you know, like people pick up, like, knitting. And I pick up, like, nothing. I didn't even and I even barely caught up on television shows. I did like nothing.
You've played some video games.
Video games. I did play a bunch.
So have I.
Yeah. That's basically.
Who do you think would win out of the three of us in Mario Kart?
I'm not very good. I have no experience with Mario Kart. I'm very bad at all racing type games.
Okay.
I haven't played it, but I play like I know the does logic and so I play like I played the Crash Bandicoot one.
Oh,
on the PlayStation. What was it? Crash Racing? But I think it's good. I never play because when I had a Super Nintendo, it was just me and my sister, and I don't have that game because I'll just beat my sister and just be, you know it's not fun. But I played a lot of like that PlayStation one with friends and such. But that game isn't as good.
I wouldn't get into a car. Are
you good at Mario Kart?
I stopped being a gamer when I was 13, I think. But I am almost unbeatable.
Oh, at Mario Kart. Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh wow. What's the secret? Do you have, or you just like reflexes?
Hand-eye coordination.
Like reflexes? But you kind of have to figure out what like power-ups to pick up and when to use it. Isn't that part of the thing?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because it's kind of a backstabby game, is it not?
Oh, wow. interesting. Maybe that's why I'm so good at it. Yeah.
Well, you have to like attack someone. Like,
I suppose, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not very good at it because I'm too nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You're not playing any of those wrestling games? Those are popular. I never figure out how those work. Like, they're really complicated now.
Oh, the just smash the buttons.
Well, that's the thing. Because I think it used to be that you can smash a button. Except now, because it's fancy. Like, on the new machine, you literally, there's like a 12-button combo to do the cross-face chicken wing.
Yes! Wow!
Yeah.
Cool, yeah. I mean, the friend, his name is Graham. He's the one who got me into wrestling when we were kids. And he, I think, had a Sega Genesis? Right. I had like
That's
Nintendo
what I
and
had.
Super Nintendo. Okay, yeah. So I think that he had some wrestling games and I was okay at those.
So this is like totally off topic, isn't it? But you got me to wrestling and computer games. There's an old 80s computer game like on the Apple II. I mean, like it's because the old computer is not very fast, so action games are kind of tricky. So there's a wrestling game where it's almost like a text-based wrestling game.
Cool.
So you play each side. So you play, you input your like five moves. So you're going to say for like the next minute, I'm going to make my wrestler do the, I don't know, like name some moves. So then the other person would also input their five moves. And you know, certain moves counter certain moves.
Yeah.
So you secretly put in your five moves. The other person put in your five moves. And then the computer would sort of play out those moves. And and then you just keep going. So you're not doing it in real time. You're submitting your
It's like turn based wrestling.
Yeah, it's almost like wrestling by mail in some ways. I guess like turn. Yeah, yeah. It's super curious. I'm not. I think that's how it works. And supposed
this is
to be
from
some
the '80s.
Yeah, yeah. I can send you something. I remember strategically. It's interesting.
Oh,
it's almost like a strategy game. So
send me some moves. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. We can play. I don't know about it, but I think a lot of it is due to the fact that an actual action game, you know, on those computers is just going to be a blob on a blob. And wrestling, it's kind of tricky because, like, a lot of the, like, fighting martial arts, you're just going to kick and punch, whereas, like, wrestling, a lot of just also, like, grabbing and tackling and...
It's more of an art form.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
You're listening to CITR Radio. 101.9 FM. You're listening to the sports show. No, this is live from Thunderbird Radio. I'm in studio with the Golden Age of Wrestling and also
Jay Arner,
our sound technician. We're talking about just everything music, wrestling at a church, and what else were we talking about? Mario Kart.
Yep.
Yeah, just video games and sports.
And sports.
Yeah.
But why don't
How did that happen?
Who is the biggest jock out of the three of us?
Oh, God, it's not me.
Really?
Yeah, not me.
I hated PE class.
I played soccer when I was like 12.
I'm like, no. I'm just, yeah. I just like the sports classes.
I did go to, I went to dog baseball recently, which was really fun. Like the baseball
like
game where the dogs can come.
I watch hockey, but it isn't like actual sports. Like the only sport I would kind of play is like the non, like tennis or something. But
sure. Yeah.
Tennis is good.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, any of the sports where like I'm far away from any tackling or.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah. Like I play like street hockey when I was a kid, but like my parents wouldn't really let me play ice hockey because it's just like. It's
too cold.
It's too dangerous and whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Out of the three of us, I might say you, Ben.
Oh, me?
I think that you might actually be the biggest jock out of the three of us, Ben.
Wow.
That's awesome. Like jocks, I feel like jocks are underrated. If we're doing like the pitchfork over under game, I think jocks are underrated.
Really?
I think that the music scene are like a bunch of haters.
Of jocks.
I'm not anti. I'm not anti.
Right, right, right.
Like,
oh, you think like okay. Whereas
I think
like
exercise
jocks,
is good. Like right. That's a good thing.
And sports are actually cool.
Right.
They're kind of cool. Like I'm not into them, but I can understand their appeal. I like the idea of teamwork.
Yep.
The concept of teamwork, and yeah, I just feel like there are some really nice jocks out there. Like sometimes I go to the gym and some guy is like lifting weights, and then he starts talking to me, and he's really nice.
Right.
And I'm like, you know what? There are some really like snobby, not nice people in the music scene.
Oh, yeah.
And there are some really nice, just like straight jock dudes. I'm like, yeah.
Well, exercise makes you probably, this supposedly makes you healthier and happier, right? Isn't that what they say?
I guess.
Is that not a thing that they say?
I'm jacked and I'm so happy.
Yeah.
I'm just like weak and lazy. I'm really like sweating too much. Just all bad news.
I guess it's hard to generalize. Like
there are
probably some amazing jocks and there's some like nasty musicians. Like
absolutely.
I think if you can take like the if you could somehow remove the toxic masculinity out of sports, then you got a great scene.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of great sports. Tennis and basketball is fun. I used to play basketball when I was in grade 7.
You are tall.
I'm tall. That's the only reason.
The basketball is actually my worst sport. I'm terrible.
Yeah,
it's hard.
Like
it's hard.
Skill.
It's,
yeah. There's like, well, there's dribbling, which is a skill, and then there's like the shooting.
Yeah.
The aiming. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, usually
and
you
shoot,
aim before you shoot.
Yeah. And I feel like I don't like how my jump shot, I look funny. I feel like I don't know how to do it like properly. I'm not cool like shooting the basketball. I'm almost like,
There's a resurgence of like baseball and baseball love right now in Vancouver.
It's a nice sport.
I was on a podcast recently by Eric Axon. Do you remember of like Sightlines?
Yes. Yeah.
And yeah, like Soft Fossil and everything. Yeah. So him and someone by the name of Jamie Sesford, who does the Vancouver mixtape at CJSF. Yeah, so that's like a long-running Vancouver like radio show. The two of them have started a new podcast called To Love a Mariner, where they watch baseball Mariners games every week and then just have like people talking about the Mariners and how much they love baseball and the Mariners. So I've never watched a baseball game in my life, but I went over to Eric's house a little while ago and watched one game with them and then got interviewed about it. And I was like,
so it's like a recap kind of?
Kind of, yeah. It was actually really fun. And I'm like, oh yeah, jocks are cool.
I like the rhythm of baseball.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Slow.
Yeah.
It's
kind of peaceful.
It's you know, a lot of people watch. Yeah, I went to the Canadians baseball game at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I want to do more of that. Like that Bailey Stadium is cool.
Yeah, I mean, although the last time it was mostly just me like drinking beer and having a hot dog, and then I remember going to the thing. I was like, oh yeah, this game is great. And then the person was like, what's the score? I was like, I don't know. I think I know. But it was, granted though, that game was crazy. It was like 15 to 10. Like it was just like everyone was scoring.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Like you're clapping all the time.
Yeah. All right. Let's do something I haven't done in like a super, super long time. So this would be interesting.
Uh-oh.
This is the classic. Speaking of...
Are we doing Truth or Dare?
No, this is the original. This is the OG.
Okay.
Just because... haven't done it in 3 years. So this is like the original game we play on the show.
Oh no.
Learn a little more about yourself. What kind of dog are you? Take the quiz from hell.
That's Selena, future star.
Yeah, incredible harmonies. That's such a good jingle.
So yeah, I haven't heard that song in a long, long time. So we'll just play. So I think... So this is the game where we find some internet quiz and sort of like, you know, answer a bunch of questions, and then we figure out what kind of dog are you? Which Friends character are you?
Jay, aren't you glad I brought you?
So, but the thing is only one. I mean, you guys can do it together or
it's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Because of the previous topic, I found this random one from You quiz. I never heard of it because in the past we were doing, usually we do it off BuzzFeed, but you know,
okay,
is that even a thing anymore? So I'm gonna call it Radio Buddies. The quiz we're gonna play is, what kind of jock are you?
Oh,
I don't know if it's gonna super work because the first question is sort of like the first question already is a visual. The first question is pick an outfit from Seoul Fashion Week, which is like bizarre, I guess. It's from like.
Okay, so are we like reaching consensus on?
Yeah, dude, Jay and I need to agree.
Or
yeah, maybe like, describe.
I don't need to steal the spotlight if you want to just like this. I can advise you.
You can, if you can slightly describe to the radio audience, like radio people out there, what maybe some of the outfits are on there.
They're all haute couture.
I don't even know what that.
It's like avant-garde.
Like high fashion.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What do you think today?
Okay, for the listener,
maybe just mention the colors or something.
I like the yellow. Yeah, I mean, I like the color.
All right.
All of the other colors are kind of like boring.
It's a little drab.
Yeah, but that first one is like a blast of like a burst of yellow.
It's like a yellow, yeah, with like a black jacket,
and sunglasses.
Yeah, and is it like a fanny pack? I don't know. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's do that one.
All right, so if you're just tuning in, we're playing What Kind of Jock Are You with the Golden Age of Wrestling and Energy Slime.
Jocks, call in.
Yeah.
What kind of jock are you?
Yeah. Okay, you have to pick one of these songs to sing in the shower. You can say, first option, Sweet Caroline, New Diamond, or Sugar, We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy. I don't know that song. Wonderwall by the by the guys who sing When the Wall.
Oasis?
It says, I'm just reading it as it is.
Okay.
Weird. So this guy having opinions on his thing.
Wow. Loaded question.
Make a Man Out of You from Mulan. Cut to the Feeling by Carly Rae Jepsen. Fergalicious by Miss Fergalicious.
Fergie.
Yeah. I guess that's what that is. I Don't Sing in the Shower. Or I'm Too Shy to Sing in the Shower. Mm. Those two are different.
Definitely not too shy. I would honestly Sweet Caroline. I would sing Wonderwall.
Yes. Hard agree.
All right. Yeah. Here we go.
That's a beautiful song. I actually love Wonderwall.
I would see Oasis if they reunited. Just putting that out there.
Okay. Yeah.
If you're listening, Noel Gallagher.
All right, this is interesting. I don't know what. Question three, pick a song lyric, but like ironically. So I don't quite get the first one.
What is this website?
I know. This is UQuiz. Might have been better. I should have picked with the good people from BuzzFeed or the.
No, this one's fun. Okay.
This one, I think, is just some random person putting this up. Pick a song lyric, but like ironically. The first one. There's a swear word, so I'm just gonna say "f you." I won't do what you tell me.
Oh, some Rage Against the Machine. Okay.
And then, or I'm so fab. Check it out. I'm blonde. I'm skinny. I'm rich. I'm a little bit of a bitch.
Or I don't know.
Or sorry. Or fart noise. Oops, my CD just skipped, and everyone just heard you let one rip.
I don't know. What?
I don't know. These are the hot songs. Always stay gracious, but revenge is your paper. I don't know. Or tell your boyfriend.
I know that one.
Oh, yeah? Tell your boyfriend if he stays, he's got beef that I'm a vegetarian and I ain't effing scared of him.
I kind of like that. This is weird.
You're just going to go with the last one. I'm going to go with Rage Against the Machine. Yeah, I just watched a full performance video of them.
But yesterday. We have to pick it ironically, right?
Yeah. Oh.
So it's confusing. But I think Rage Against the Machine is the best lyric.
Yeah, you're right, though.
Ironically. It could still ironically back ironic. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe Revenge is Your Paper.
There always stays gracious.
It's going to drive me crazy. I know that song.
I can probably look that up, but
it's from Wonderwall.
Yeah, by that bit. What do you think? You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
This is my interview. I'm saying Revenge is Your Paper.
All right, let's do it. The stakes are extremely high, obviously.
This is going to tell us what kind of jock we are?
I know. I don't even understand. Like, what? I guess it's different. I'm almost more curious as to what. Have you ever played on a sports team?
Yes.
Yep, a few actually. Does gym class count? Nope, but I enjoy individual events, running, hiking. So you said yes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a few actually. There you go. Pick a sleep paralysis demon. So I, like, okay. My mother, Twilight, The time heavy metal Twitter got into a 12-hour argument about whether they were allowed to listen to pop music.
Heavy metal Twitter?
Apparently, heavy metal Twitter got into a 12-hour argument about whether or not they were allowed to listen to pop music, apparently. What if all my friends hate me? That's not a sleep team, okay. The one answer I got wrong on the test. If you eat two pizzas on top of each other, is that basically a calzone?
Oh.
Pick a sleep paralysis demon. My mother, Twilight.
Let's do heavy metal Twitter.
I know. I'm going to look that up if that actually happened. Although, you know, a lot of heavy metal band cover like pop songs, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Running up that hill right now.
We're on question 6 of 25, so I get right now. Oh. No, it's 11. It's 11. So we should make this a...
Oh, sure.
It's still a... sports are a great way to build community, see your friends, and bring people together. Sports are, to be honest, I don't even set out to be into sports, just kind of ended up being athletic. Sports are a good way to maintain personal health, set goals, challenge yourself. Sports are, not for me, but I respect you for liking them. Sports are the best, the hype, the atmosphere. Are you kidding me? Well, I guess supposed to be the best. The hype, the atmosphere. Are you kidding me? The last one is, the sports are something that makes me feel good in my body.
Probably the last one.
Sure. I think I like it.
I mean, exercise.
Makes you feel good in absolutely. Your
body. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. What's the gym look, Homestar?
Yes. Okay. This is
actual brand workout gear, like a Nike, Adidas, Lululemon,
Under Armour.
Yeah, Under Armour, or clothes. I guess. I mean, you could text my friend and ask what they're wearing. I could text my friend and ask what they're wearing, or old T-shirt probably I got for free. Shoes with old tread, loose stuff, easy to move in. Or whatever shows off my muscles and let people know not to mess with me. Also, a backwards baseball cap, or suns out, guns out shirt, basketball shorts, tights underneath, or black and a bandana. The bandana is the key.
If you had to go to the gym, Jay, with a backwards baseball cap or a bandana, which one would you choose?
Backwards baseball cap or bandana?
Yeah. I could see you in the bandana.
You could? Okay, well then, I'll go with that.
Is that what we're doing?
If you can see me in a bandana, then maybe I can see me in a bandana.
Are we going to that answer?
Yeah, I mean, I love that answer. I go to the gym fairly regularly, and my answer is just like the whatever basic clothes. I think it was like option C, maybe.
Oh, shirt probably for free.
Yeah, that one.
Which one do you want to answer? Do you want to go with the bandana or the old shirt?
Let's do the bandana.
I'm definitely wearing the bandana.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll meet everyone at the gym.
All right, we got 3, 8, 9. Well, we got 4 more. 3 more. Four more. Okay. Pick a tweet, which is just, this is getting random now. It is just picking a tweet. Making cocktails in a protein shaker bottle because I'm a man of the people. So these are actual tweets, I guess, that he found from it's at Bram Gilbert. Or the next tweet, just ordered 12 Thrasher hoodies after successfully skateboarding down my driveway. And it's at Caucasian James. Really looking forward to being bad and making eye contact again at Seth Rogen. It's a Seth Rogen tweet, apparently. Oh, man. Okay. Just reading what it says here. Oh, well, that's fine. Y'all testing my love for Batman. The other day, someone said Batman could lose his power if IRS audited him. I was sick. Bony Starks.
Bony Starks said that?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what that is. I hope this email finds you before I do. There's also the Matrix is trans, it's queer, it's not right wing. In this essay, I will kick the crap out of you. Bon ton coupe.
I want the email one.
Okay. I hope this email finds you before I do. Social Askin. Yeah.
Okay.
Out of the following, which would people say is your biggest flaw?
Ooh.
I have no flaws and bitches love me. Intimidating others.
Yeah, intimidating.
Being too loud. Being paranoid. Not sticking up for yourself enough. Too serious, no fun. Being on your pretentious BS. No flaws. Intimidating others. Too loud, too paranoid. Not sticking up for yourself, too serious, no fun, being your pretentious BS. In case you're just listening and wondering what the heck is going on, you're listening to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I'm in the studio with the Golden Age of Wrestling and Jay Arner. We are playing a little game called what kind of jock are you? Because we are sportsmen here on this program. And the last question you heard is, of all the following, which would people say is your biggest flaw?
I don't stick up for myself personally. I think that's...
Yeah, I feel conflicted right now because the Golden Age of Wrestling is supposed to be a character.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like a wrestling jerk, villain. I can't swear on the radio. But yeah, so like if I was getting into that mindset right now, it would be that I don't have flaws or that I'm pretentious or whatever. But deep down, my answer is actually the same as Jay's.
Okay. Wow. So, okay, well, maybe we'll do that one, the sticking up one. Then we'll see, We'll see
what, we'll see
this,
what kind what, of jock
we'll
we are.
We'll see what this
collectively.
Is. Yeah.
Collective jock, yeah.
Out of the following, which would people say makes you a good friend? Being dependable, being fun, chill to be around, being strong, being interesting, being emotionally available, or being generous. Or being Batman. No, there's no Batman. There's no Batman in this one.
For me, maybe being emotionally available.
I agree.
Okay.
For yourself?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay.
For me, it would be being Batman, but no. Or because of my IRS, I don't even know what that was about.
pick is this the last question?
Yeah, this is a sports question.
Yes. Oh, okay.
I don't even know any of these. Pick a sports moment. Japan's women's team winning the World Cup in 2011 in a shootout against the U.S. despite being the clear underdog and the Japanese goalie being one of the smallest athletes in the whole tournament. Ashopan Nugev, a 13-year-old girl, becoming the first woman to ever win Mongolia's Golden Eagle Festival, competing against full-grown men. Derek Redmond tearing his hamstring during the 400-meter race in the 1992 Barcelona Summer Olympics, and his father coming out of the stand to help him finish the race. Mexican fans partying so hard after winning a match against Germany in the 2018 World Cup that there was an earthquake. I don't know if they caused it. Serena Williams' entire career. Or M. Dong Huynh, illegally blind archer and two-time Olympic gold medalist, not Paralympics, main Olympics, breaking the world record high score for archery at the London 2012 Games. Oh, yeah. Also, he broke his own record. So, what?
He's I mean, those are all really
He's legally blind and he won two. Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, that last one's...
Yeah, that's cool.
Tempting to choose. Yeah.
Huh, okay.
And, like, Serena is a fantastic athlete.
All the moments sounded great.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like the golden age of wrestling is Serena Williams of music.
Okay, so let's just go with that then.
I was going to say that.
All right. And I think now this is this. What? Okay.
The computer's calculating.
Yeah, it is calculating, and this is for sure, because this is written by Jimbo from the internet.
Okay, so drum roll, here
your
we go.
Result, you're an athlete.
What?
You might be reading this thinking, what? Is there a difference between an athlete and a jock? There is, my friend. A non-jock athlete is the former point guard for the Toronto Raptors rising from his Twitter grave once every 3 months to tweet, so grateful for my family, or whatever the hell. The pure athlete is distinguished. They are not here to shotgun beer. They are here for the love of sport. People probably have high respect for you. They're missing some words. For you as a person and your work ethic is in particular. Your vice is probably chasing the haunting specter of perfectionism. Nickname of in real life, pure athlete, I know, coach, I guess. You're an athlete. You're an actual...
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense.
Strangely accurate.
Yeah. Good work.
Holy wow.
Oh, my God.
Really neat.
That was, I shouldn't have picked a 11.
We've aged
good night.
4 years.
Yeah. But through this journey, we all learned so much more about everybody.
Yeah, we are athletes.
And how we feel about it. Yes.
Okay, how are we doing for time? Do we have time to talk about the local music scene?
Yeah, sure. What do you want to talk about? We still got like 20 minutes, actually.
Okay, I mean, we can wrap it up by talking about some exciting local acts. Yeah. Sadly, Jay missed Music Waste, but Ben, you were at it, and so was I.
Yeah.
Are there any like new bands or artists who you're excited about or you want to like
that
hype
feel,
right
that
now?
Feels so long ago.
It was a month ago, yeah.
I saw, what did I, yeah, but I think I ended up just seeing a lot of the same. Well, I was talking about the it was the new version of
Be Afraid.
Be Afraid. Yeah.
They were strong.
Yeah.
That was the best set I've ever seen of them. Like they were, they were like tour tight. Like I was super impressed.
Yeah, it was fun. It was.
I think they played Sled and maybe they had been like, rehearsing a ton for it leading up.
So to me, that was really almost tight. Sounds like a new band. In a way. So what about, what about you?
I really, really like Big Rig.
Oh yeah.
So I would give them a shout out. They're set at the Wise Hall.
The Wise Hall.
That was the best I've ever heard them sound. That was such a perfect venue for that band.
Unfortunately, I got there just for the last song. I just got there and it was like last or whatever. It was like, thank you. It was like, oh damn, I missed it.
I'm trying to think. The show at Antisocial was fun. Like with Mega Mall and Apollo Ghosts. Trying to think. I saw quite a bit of it, actually. I saw most of the bands. There was one, because I was volunteering at Kingsgate Mall in the parking lot for one of them, and a young artist by the name of Hallelujah Hailu.
Okay.
Maybe like 19. Really, really young. Definitely has star quality.
Okay.
So, yeah, I would want to give them a shout out.
I'm just writing things of bands to book on the show, I guess.
Sure, yeah. I mean, there was like, it's crazy. COVID was long.
Yeah.
Right? There's like a whole new generation of young people getting into the scene now. And I'm like, wow, a lot.
Yeah, that's it's interesting with COVID. Because I know it seems like a lot of bands are coming back because you wonder. Because you were like, well, 2 years off, people might decide to do other things and not continue on.
Yeah.
But it seems like it's getting busy. And
Tons of shows are happening.
Yeah, people seem like to be interested in doing stuff as opposed to like that was my past and not gonna do the music thing anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that COVID kind of like stripped a lot of bands and musicians of their momentum that had been building up until COVID hit. I certainly kind of feel that way about my own projects, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Life carries on now, and like we all are passionate still about music, and so
and there's a lot of new releases coming out. It seems like a lot of maybe not just Vancouver but everywhere. It's just like, just in terms of me playing just music for my show, seems like every time it's like all the liner notes or all the one sheet are kind of saying like, you know, this album was recorded during the 2 years of, you know, was during COVID, and now it's time. And there's like bands that put out an album called like Untourable or something.
Oh, Men I Trust.
Yeah, and then but they're touring with
that album actually.
Yeah, it's a very nice album. But then they literally said they wrote it because they thought, well, we just won't be touring this. It will just be like a studio album.
Yeah.
But then I guess they are touring.
Now I think they're on like a sold out tour.
they're doing super well. So
I was hoping they'd get shortlisted. Polaris announced their shortlist today, and Men I Trust were not on it. But.
Oh, I didn't even know that was.
But anyways, Jade, did you want to name drop like a cool new band? No pressure, but.
Well, I normally stay in touch with the music scene by recording bands and doing sound here. So I haven't done that. So I'm a little out of touch.
What about Kamikaze Nurse?
Yeah, oh, yeah. They're
definitely
great.
Definitely a buzz band right now.
I bought their album. It's very nice.
Yep. Yeah,
it's very cool. Awesome, they got a great sound. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll get them here on the radio sometime.
Yeah, we're thinking just September-ish probably. So we'll be in touch. That was a great album. Love that band. But I sort of think of them even pre-COVID. Or they played, I feel like, they've been around.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a new album. So, again, so it's just like, end up seeing, like, it did end up with me, it's music way, seeing a lot of the bands I like. I'm trying to think of, like, bands that I never heard of. I saw, like, buying a few, but one was, like, from Calgary. It was, like, at the Red Gate.
Oh, I think I played with
At your show. Yeah.
Killa Kills?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Girls? Yeah.
Because I think on that bill, that's the only one I didn't know, right? I can't remember.
Yeah, because Pudding also played.
Yeah, Pudding, and then I think I saw briefly at the Kingsgate Mall the Buddy, is it Buddy or something?
Mm-hmm, Buddy's really good.
Yeah,
yeah. The guys from Philadelphia.
Yeah, but they moved.
I think just moved here.
They just moved here. So, and they're playing. Two other members are from another band that I know from. So yeah, they just sort of just joined up and.
Okay.
But it was
exciting new bands right now.
But the Kingsgate Mall venue was interesting. It was a there's a parking lot, and they played at the the parking lot of Kingsgate Mall.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What did you do when a car wanted to?
Sorry?
What did you do when a car wanted to?
Oh, the parking lot was completely blocked off a day prior. Everyone knew that they couldn't park in there.
Yeah.
And yeah, the person who was, I guess, the coordinator or representative for the mall was such a good sport and was so excited and was posting on social media like, we, Kingsgate Mall, are proud of being involved with Music Waste. And they brought out, because like I was volunteering for one of the shows in the afternoon, and they brought me a big box of Kingsgate Mall tote bags.
Whoa.
And they were just flying everywhere. Like everyone wanted a free one. Whoa. They were giving them out for free.
I saw them at Music Waste. I wonder where people got them.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool.
So they knew what they were doing. Yeah. Kingsgate is cool.
Yeah.
They knew how to like merch it up and brand themselves. Yeah, it was awesome. So
yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it was fun. Trying to think of what else. Yeah, I think I kind of ran out every night, but yeah, it's fun. I'm glad.
Yeah, Music Waste was awesome. I gotta say, Vancouver is picking up steam again. This has been a hot year.
Yeah.
Apollo Ghosts.
Yeah.
The new Destroyer album. Kamikaze Nurse, the new Kellarissa album, Kitty Prozac. And I am feeling fired up, Ben and Jay, because like I put out Crossface Chicken Wing and I'm starting to feel like I'm getting overshadowed a little bit.
Well, how
so I'm ready to fight for this, the heavyweight belt. Like, I'm back.
You're going
to
pick,
I don't go down without a fight.
Who are you challenging?
All of them.
Let's wrestle some bands.
On that note, well, thanks. It was an awesome night.
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, I think we are pretty close to the time here. We should probably pack up and we've been on for like an hour and like 45 minutes. Thanks so much, Jeff and Jay, for everything.
Thanks for having me.
Last moment. Is there any shows coming up other than
my Instagram is the Golden Age of Wrestling. I will let you know when the shows are coming up. Right. Big news and announcements in the works right now. A lot is happening behind the scenes.
Cool.
Sweet. Are we thinking like in August?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fun month. Fun day, August. How do you rhyme it? August. I don't have a rhyme.
And Jay, do you want to give your social...
I got nothing. I don't know.
Does Energy Slime have a specific Instagram
page?
Yeah,
it's Energy Slime.
Energy
Slime. Mine's Jay Arner.
Okay,
that's
there you
all
go,
I got. I don't know. My brain doesn't work.
All right.
All right. Thanks so much for tuning into CITR 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. We will be back with bands throughout the rest of the year, hopefully. We have... a band slotted in 2 weeks from now. It's sort of penciled in, so we'll I won't say it. It's because it's not like 100%.
It's Oasis. Just say it.
I just forgot the name of the band. It's that Wonderwall
that band.
That's yeah, it's that. Just tune into the show or not, whatever.
Wow. And so chill.
Okay, thanks everyone.
Good night. Oh, copy and paste is coming up next. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yeah.